Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
You are Locked On Clippers, your daily Los Angeles Clippers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Clippers podcast. I'm your host, DJ Foster. For today's show, we've got five crazy stats. I was messing around on basketballreference.com earlier today, just doing some research, comparing Allen Iverson to Isaiah Thomas, because that's the weird kind of stuff I like to do in my spare time. Turns out Isaiah Thomas compares pretty favorably with Allen Iverson through first six seasons. But I was just kind of goofing around on basketballreference.com and figured, well, why don't we take a look at the Clippers? 10-1 start. Let's see what kind of weird stats we can find for the Clippers. And turns out I found a bunch of them, so I'm going to share those with you guys. But first, you're probably listening to this on a Wednesday morning. The Clippers play the Grizzlies 7:30 Wednesday night at Staples Center. And we got something special for you, the Locked On Podcast Network. A really cool thing that's happening on Wednesday. Nate Duncan, who is a friend of the show, friend of the network, and our very own Danny LaRue, who is the host of Locked On Warriors, are going to be hosting a Twitter Live episode on Wednesday. And basically, it's just a live stream on Twitter that they're going to do during halftime of the Warriors-Raptors game. And then the Clippers-Grizzlies game. And they're also going to be doing post-game shows as well. Really cool. These guys are highly intelligent, know their stuff, cap experts. I mean, these guys are great. You've probably listened to them on the Dunked On Basketball podcast. These guys are fantastic. If you're frustrated with kind of like the, you know, very dumbed-down analysis of NBA studio shows, and just kind of the just barely scratching the surface of things, this is a great alternative. I ask you guys to give them your support. Both these guys are great. Danny and Nate are going to be doing the live streaming during halftime of Clippers Grizzlies and Warriors Raptors, and post game as well. Like I said before, advanced stats, play by play stuff, salary cap stuff. I mean, it's going to be awesome. So tune into that. I'm going to tweet it out on my Twitter, which is at Fox Sports Foster, if you don't follow me there. But you can also find them at Nate Duncan, NBA, on Periscope, Twitter. We're going to have the whole deal. It's going to be great. So, yeah, watch out for that. I think that's a really cool idea. Jordan Heimer and I are going to do something somewhat similar one of these days where we're going to a close game. We're waiting for a close game. Haven't been too many of them. Probably going to be a close game on the road where we're going to podcast the last few minutes of the game and just give our takes as it's happening. We'll see how that goes. We might have to match it up with video to have it make sense, which might also be illegal. So maybe we'll do like a halftime show type thing. I don't know. Give me your ideas. Any cool stuff you want to see us do? Locked On Clippers podcast. Jordan Heimer. We can get Andrew Hahn. Get a little three-man booth going. That's just a recipe for disaster. Asking Andrew Hahn to not bring ukuleles into a podcast. Just setting ourselves up for failure. Let's get to the rest of the show. Let's get to these five crazy stats that I found. I'm going to start off here. Stat number one. The Clippers' net rating. Now, net rating, if you're unfamiliar with the term, is point differential per 100 possessions, is what net rating is. So It's basically how much you're winning by per 100 possessions. Now, let me give you some back, give you a little context on good net ratings. Great net ratings, actually. Last year, the Spurs and the Warriors were the only teams to have double-digit net ratings. The Spurs were at 11.49, and the Warriors were at 10.86. The Spurs won 67 games last year. The Warriors, of course, won 73, setting a new NBA record. So their net rating was 10.86. They won 73 games. Do you want to guess what the Clippers' net rating is through 11 games? Think of a number in your head. Remember, Warriors, 73-win Warriors, greatest regular season team of all time, was at 10.86. The Clippers, through 11 games, have a net rating of plus 17.47. 17.47, almost 7 full points better than the Warriors were last year. Now, we've talked about kind of small sample size and how, yeah, some of these stats are going to be insane because it's only through 11 games. But wow. If you want any proof of how dominant the Clippers have been, the best regular season team ever, 10.86. The Clippers through 11 games, 17.47. It's absurd. I also looked up the last 15 years. Only three other teams, in addition to the Spurs and the Warriors, have gone full seasons with double-digit net ratings. The 2014 Warriors, the Cavs in 08-09, and the Celtics in 07-08. That's it. Five teams over the last 15 years have done it. The Clippers, right now, if they were somehow able to hold on to this net rating, which is probably statistically impossible, would have the greatest net rating of all time. That's the kind of pace that the Clippers are setting right now. If they didn't lose this OKC game, if they were 11-0 instead of 10-1, can you imagine the hype around it? How that we'd be talking about breaking all the records. Maybe we should be talking about breaking records anyway. But it's almost a blessing for the Clippers that they have that one loss, because they've kind of avoided a lot of the, maybe not media attention is the wrong word, but just kind of the outside pressures. That one loss is almost like a blessing in disguise in my mind. Because it feels like when a team goes on a crazy winning streak and they just don't lose, that when they do finally lose, things can kind of fall apart. Because everyone's so tight and they so don't want to have that streak be broken that once it breaks, sometimes you never get back to the level you were at before that. So it's almost better that the Clippers lost one game. As weird as that sounds. Oh, hi dog. My dog just came in. My dog wants me to move on to the next stat. All right. Stat number two. Win shares. Now, win shares is a little tougher to explain than net rating. It's a system that was set up by Dean Oliver. And there's not really an exact formula to it. I mean, there is, but it's a lot of different stuff at play. It's one of those things, either you're a believer in win shares or you're not so much a believer. Personally, I don't really use win shares as an advanced analytics stat that I like to cite very often. It's not one of my go-tos. A lot of people love it. But I'm going to give it to you anyway. So the league average for win shares is over a season is 0.100. That's the league average. All right, so I'll give you that context. Chris Paul this year has been an absolute monster. He leads the league in a number of categories. He leads the league in PER, which is player efficiency rating, the rating set up by John Hollinger, which a lot of people use. I actually like PER quite a bit. He also leads the league in offensive rating, in defensive rating, in defensive win shares, in win shares, and in win shares per 48 minutes. We're going to focus on the win shares per 48 minutes. That's an estimate of the number of wins contributed by a player per 48 minutes. League average, 0.100. All right, you got that. Now, I looked up Chris Paul's win shares per 48 minutes to kind of get some historical context. Who has had this high of a win shares per 48 minutes? Chris Paul is at 0.437. NBA average is 0.100. Chris Paul is at 0.437 per 48 minutes. I looked it up. No one in NBA history has had more win shares per 48 minutes than Chris Paul. No one in NBA history has had a better season than what Chris Paul is having right now. We'll say there's... So I put it at... You had to play at least 100 minutes. So we're taking out the guys who played 3 minutes and scored 6 points and were incredible and just dominated those 3 minutes and then they didn't play the rest of the year for some crazy, wacky reason. We eliminated all those guys. Have to play at least 100 minutes. No one in NBA history who has played at least 100 minutes in a season has had more win shares per 48 minutes than Chris Paul. The closest player, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, when he was at the peak of his powers with the Bucks, 1971-1972, his number, 0.340. Chris Paul's number, 0.437. If you're a win shares guy, if you believe in the win shares stat, and again, I'm not a huge fan, but if you believe in this stat, Chris Paul is on pace to have the greatest season in NBA history in terms of win shares. The single greatest. And it won't even be close if he keeps it up at this rate. Okay, there's some regression coming. All right, there's some regression coming with Chris Paul's play. He's shooting 47.3% from three-point line. He's averaging, what, per 36 minutes, he's averaging 3.5 steals a game, which is absurd. 6.6 rebounds, which would also be a career high. 23.2 points per 36 minutes, another career high. There's some regression coming at age 31. There just is. Chris Paul can still be great. And he's still going to be a top player in the NBA, but he's probably not going to continue to be this awesome because how he's played through 11 games is absurd. Again, win shares. He's the best player ever right now. NBA history, ever. Ever. I couldn't get over that. I thought I was searching something wrong. I wasn't. I checked multiple times. I changed filters. Again, I'm doing this all on Basketball Reference. Chris Paul's win shares per 48 minutes this year, the best ever. All right, that's stat number two. It gets crazy. We're going to take a little step back with the crazy stats, though. This one is just kind of more fun than anything. Dan Wojcicki, the OC Register. Good old Dan. Wrote an article today about Raymond Felton and his three-point shooting. Raymond Felton last year, only two players in the league took as many three-pointers as Felton and made them at a lower percentage. So, Felton was one of the worst three-point shooters in the league last year, basically, is what that's saying. As only two players in the league who took as many as he did made him at a lower percentage. Raymond Felton this year is shooting 58.8% from three-point range through 11 games. He's 10 of 17. Out of players who have shot at least 17 threes, no one is shooting a better percentage than Ray Felton. So Raymond Felton has gone from one of the worst three-point shooters in the league to this year so far through 11 games, one of the best. Crazy stuff is happening in LA right now. Felton has been unrealistically awesome. And again, there's going to be some regression, but before that regression happens, let's have fun, man. This is awesome. Let's get Raymond Felton in the three-point contest. All right, stat number four. Back to Chris Paul, because I don't think people quite understand how ridiculous Chris Paul's season has been so far. Chris Paul, his numbers per 36 minutes, which is you're taking his stats and you're expanding them out to 36 minutes. It's a good way to do it because you can kind of judge the guys who play 28 minutes the same as the guys who play 39 minutes a game. Although the 39 minutes a game guys don't really exist too much anymore. Chris Paul's per 36 minute stats: 23 points, 10 assists, 6.6 rebounds, 3.5 steals. I looked it up again on basketballreference.com. No player in NBA history has ever averaged at least 23 points, at least 10 assists, at least 6.5 rebounds, and at least 3.5 steals. As a matter of fact, only 10 players in NBA history have ended up averaging over 3 steals a game. Only 10, which is kind of surprising to me. Chris Paul right now, per game, not per 36 minutes, per game, is averaging 2.9 steals. He leads the league. 2.9 steals a game. If Chris can somehow average 3 steals or over 3 steals a game throughout the rest of the season, he'll be the first player in 25 years to average at least 3 steals. The last guy to do it was Alvin Robertson, great defensive player, in 1990-91 with the Milwaukee Bucks. He's the last guy to do it. So over 25 years, no player has averaged over 3 steals. Chris Paul right now is averaging 2.9 a game. His per 36-minute stats, again, no one has ever done it. No one has ever hit those plateaus. I'm telling you, man, I was all about the Blake Griffin MVP wagon. I'm still on it. I'm not abandoning it. But if you had to call it today, Chris Paul would be the MVP. From the Clippers. I think that voters with Oklahoma City being a top team would lean Russ if they had to vote after 11 games, which is kind of a silly premise. I'm going to go Jordanheimer on everybody and reject the premise. But man, I can't get over how good CP's been. All right, last one. Last crazy stat. And this one's fun to me. I kind of enjoyed this one more than the other ones, even though the other ones are crazy nuts, insane bananas. The Clippers right now have a defensive rating of 95.3. It's the best number in the league. For comparison's sake, you guys may have heard me a couple podcasts ago make this comparison, and I've been chatting it out on Twitter with my guy Dylan Rice Leary. The Clippers are the new Pistons. The 03-04 Pistons that defeated that Laker team in the NBA Finals, where they were huge underdogs, that beat that Gary Payton, Karl Malone, Kobe, Shaq Laker team in 03-04. Their defensive rating, and they're considered one of the best defensive teams ever. And a lot of people will say that. A lot of people will tell you if you're picking some of the best defensive teams of the modern era, you know, outside of the 90s when the game was just a hand-check slog fest, when you start getting into the 2000s and the 2010, post-2010, a lot of people probably consider that Pistons team to be one of the best defensive teams ever. The Pistons' defensive rating for their season, 95.4. So the Clippers are at 95.3, those Pistons are at 95.4. Awfully close, right? The Clippers are following that blueprint, the beat the super team blueprint, pretty nicely right now. Dylan Rice Leary, who I mentioned earlier, he actually broke down the rosters, and it's kind of fitting. Each player is kind of filling the same role. Now, I'm not saying that each guy is the equivalent talent-wise of each guy, and neither was he, but if you look at the roles that they fill, it's pretty striking how similar this Clippers team is to that Pistons 03-04 championship team. Chris Paul is the Chauncey Billups of that team in a lot of ways. Point guard, leader, can score and get a bucket with his jumper when he needs to. Crazy good defensively. Somehow still underrated. Hadn't had any championship type success until a little later in his career, and then found it. Chris Paul is a Chauncey Billups, and it's kind of fitting because, you know, of course, Chauncey spent some time in LA and spent some time with Chris, so I like that comparison. JJ Redick is the Rip Hamilton, running around screens, constantly knocking down shots from the perimeter, getting open with player movement, playing smart defense, staying in front of people despite maybe some athletic deficiencies. Just a guy who you can rely on to create offense when things bog down. JJ's the Rip Hamilton. Very similar roles. Extremely similar roles. Speaking of similar roles, Luke Richard and Bahamute is the Tayshaun Prince. Length, defensive stopper. You can assign him on the other team's best player, best perimeter player. Can rebound, run the floor, cut off the ball. Doesn't do much with the ball in his hands, but is becoming a sneaky good offensive player. I know, he's not Tayshaun, but it's fun. It's fun to see kind of the similar roles, especially with JJ and Luke. Their dynamic is a little similar to the Rip Tayshaun dynamic. Now, Tayshaun was actually a pretty good passer and a pretty good playmaker, and obviously Luke isn't asked to do those things. But it's not a bad comparison. Okay, so then you got at the four, Rasheed Wallace and Blake Griffin. A lot of people remember Rasheed Wallace as an older player. I think people kind of forget how good Rasheed was in his prime and how kind of unstoppable he was. He had that killer mid-range face-up jumper. He could pass out of the post. He could pick and pop. He had great range. He really kind of physical, nasty defender when he wanted to be. And Blake is a lot of those things as well. Now, again, the game has changed a lot, even in the last, you know, 10, 15 years. The game has changed a whole lot. But Rasheed kind of was that stretchish kind of post four that Blake is for the Clippers. And then last one, it's probably the best one, Ben Wallace. Ben Wallace is DeAndre Jordan. Get stops, rim protection, gobble up defensive rebounds, can't shoot free throws to save his life, limited offensively if it's not right at the rim, but a total stopper on the back end and responsible for, you know, anchoring the defense, which is exactly what DeAndre Jordan does. I'm telling you guys, the roles here across the board are very similar. This team's makeup is extremely similar to that 03-04 Pistons team. And if you're looking for someone to take down the giant, to beat the super team that's being assembled, that everyone's hyping up as one of the greatest teams ever, just like the Lakers were back then, with multiple Hall of Famers, just like the Warriors have right now, this is the recipe. I'm calling it. Clippers are the new Pistons. I forget, one of you guys on Twitter said it's the Bad Boys Redux remix. And I like that. The Bad Boys remix. The Clippers do have a little nastiness in them. A little Bad Boys Volume 2 remix. It sounds like a P. Diddy mixtape, but yeah, man, 95.4 defensive rating for the Pistons. 95.3 is what the Clippers are at through 11 games. All right, I'm going to wrap it up. I hope you guys enjoyed this. That's my five crazy stats for the Clippers. We will be back Wednesday night after the Clippers-Grizzlies game. I'll probably be joined by Jordan Heimer. Maybe Andrew Hahn will make an appearance as well. Looking forward to that. Remember, check halftime and post-game shows from Nate Duncan and Danny LaRue. It's going to be really enjoyable. So check those out. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast, rate and review us. If you enjoyed the show, if you're a first-time listener, welcome. Tell a friend. Also, check out all the other great podcasts on the Locked On Podcast Network. Again, thank you guys for listening. I'm your host, DJ Foster. We will see you tomorrow.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.